We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing, Scary?
Look, I'm raising the roof.
Look how Scary... Did you notice how Scary moved his camera up away from other parts of his body? Just his face.
I wish I could right now. I feel very, very exposed. Hey, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and there's Scary, and there's Nate, and there's Scotty B, and Garrett, and another Scary... How many Scaries do we have?
Oh, yeah, Scary, you're in there.
And there's Gandhi, and Deanna's recording somewhere.
Scary, you look like someone's holding you hostage. What are you doing?
You do.
Yeah, you do.
If you're okay.
And where's Scotty?
He's here.
I didn't see Scotty.
No, you did.
Yeah,
he didn't have his mic in.
He
I
was trying to. Still can't hear him.
Yeah, I still can't hear Scotty.
We can't hear Scotty. Well, we don't.
Scotty?
He's talking.
But you should.
But you should.
But you should.
You're right. We should.
But we don't, Blanche.
How about now? How about
yes.
Now?
There we go.
That's my favorite when there's a technical problem. Scary's like, well, it should work. But it doesn't.
Makes no effort to fix it.
So it's our first day back from vacation. And, you know, I don't think anyone slept last night. I don't know.
I'm exhausted. I have no clue what day it is. I have no clue what meal I'm supposed to eat next. I'm in a fog.
Oh, yeah, your jet lag must be awful.
Oh, my God.
Being in Europe, we were like 6, 7, 8 hours ahead, depending on where we were.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 8 hours? Where were you with 8 hours?
Well, six. I was six. I don't know about you guys.
I was six
I
for a
max,
moment.
I think max I was six.
Yeah.
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 So it's our, like, afternoon nap time.
Yeah.
Let's just take a nap for 15 minutes.
Okay, bye.
I would love that. Do you remember nap time?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
We should bring that back.
We should. Did anybody actually nap during that?
No, hell no. I used to like look at my friend sideways like, you hate this? I hate this. It's terrible.
All right, so what do you want to talk about? I'm too tired to come up with an idea. I don't have a plan.
So Scary sent the picture of him, you know, thinking he saw George Clooney in a mall.
One in his house.
So I figured, you know what? I'm going with it. Yes, Scary, you saw George Clooney while on vacation. I'm not going to fight him that he didn't see George Clooney. I'm just going to say, you know what? Yes, you
did. It was a blurry. It was like pictures of.
It was
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's like you can't really see it. It's blurry.
I mean, it could have very well been him.
Yeah, is there a chance it was?
He immediately sends back his Google search and was like, that's not even the right house. Right.
I did a boat tour when we were in Como 2 months ago, and we went legitimately by Clooney's house.
Yeah.
I Googled the image. It was his house. Scary was like,
that looks like his physique. Standing against the fence in the blue shirt and the white pants, even has a patch of gray in the hair.
Why are you yelling?
And that's because I don't have a microphone. And that's a mod right there.
All I'm trying to do is see the rest of your pictures at the bottom, see if there's any nudes in there.
See, I have driven a boat past Clooney's house in Lake Como. I don't remember if that's it or not. It's been so long.
I Googled it after he sent everything over, and the house that Nate sent that he passed was the one that they have on record as Clooney's
house.
This
is part of that property. That's the same house.
And that house is a totally different color. That house is a bright yellow.
I know. It's the white one and the yellow one next to each other.
I don't think that house is too small for Clooney. The house that you have?
Look, he's still showing it.
Well, that could be his side house.
His side house. I mean, he would never be at his side house.
Well, no, surely you have a compound.
Anyway, I need to believe.
I think Scary got hustled by his boat tour guide.
Yeah.
That's more like George Clooney.
This is also where the Pope lives.
That's Clooney's outhouse. That's where he goes to go poo. That's where he is.
Gandhi remembers this. Last month, when we were in Miami, we were also taking a boat tour, and we were in the Intercoastal or Star Island area, wherever we were, and then all of a sudden, the guy goes, and that is where DJ Khaled lives. And our friend Cheryl screams out, and there's DJ Khaled. And we have video of him, and it really was him. He was on the phone pacing his backyard.
Yes, but you didn't have to zoom in to see DJ Khaled in your photo in that one.
Well, it's DJ Khaled.
Did you scream out, another one?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Yes. Of course he did. The
same thing to Clooney, too.
You know, I'm with Garrett. Let's just say, great job bringing back the exclusive photos of George Clooney's home from
Good job, Scare.
Let him have it. Like, think about all these tour guides. Do you think they feed a line of bullshit to some people?
Of course they do.
Like, this is Clooney's.
Do you remember when we were in London? I remember we were on one of those double-decker buses. Greg T. got up on top of the bus.
He got the microphone.
Took the microphone. And he started just making shit up about stuff as they were passing and people were by.
Harry Potter was born.
I did that in L.A. and the guy was like, oh, this is Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones' house. You know who came out to throw out the Dr. Phil threw out trash.
Oh, sorry.
So that was Dr. Phil's house. Dr. Phil.
He's over there taking out their trash. You can make anything up and people will believe it.
Yeah.
You know who I saw in Disney World? Tracy Morgan. He was with his whole family.
Oh, cool.
And he was on a scooter because he, you know, obviously Disney World, you walk a lot, and he was using a scooter. So people thought he was like filming something because he was walking around honking at people and people were like, Tracy Morgan? But he was telling them to move, but they were laughing. And Disney was hot. Like, it was a very hot. He was stopping and saying hello to everyone.
Aww, like, giving
head
nice.
Nods, fist bumps.
That's cool. I would think he would do that.
But it was just funny. Listen, we go, hey, out of the way. Honk, honk.
It was so hot there. It was unbelievable. I was there with Froggy and Lisa also. And first of all, do you know what it's like being with a tween that is constantly TikToking nonstop? Everything is with the phone.
I did notice that about you.
It's unbelievable. And so she made us go to this Crumble Cookies. Have you heard of Crumble Cookies?
Yep.
It's like the most TikToked, Instagrammed cookie place.
Oh, Scary's like, oh.
Yeah. I want to go.
Yeah, they're opening one close to us somewhere in the city. But I mean, every 2 seconds, like, no, put the cookie back down. And like the guy that's serving us, she's like, no, you got to take it back out of the oven. You know, and she's doing her whole, Scary can relate, I suppose.
To your point about Instagrammable moments, what is the one we follow? Instagram creatures.
Oh, influencers in the wild?
Yes. Influencers in the wild. I saw so much of that going on.
So much,
Where a woman would be standing in the middle of this beautiful palazzo or whatever, a town square in Prague, and her boyfriend's, you know, shooting with the camera, and she's going...
We were at the Blue Lagoon. We were at the Blue Lagoon. There was a woman climbing on the rocks.
She's slowly backing up, and her hair's... Well, I'm like, you look like such a fucking
When we were in the Blue Lagoon, we're all in the Blue Lagoon, like hanging out, and there's this girl. I mean, she's got, it's not even a full swimsuit. She's climbing up on the rocks, almost slipping and falling and busting her ass on the rocks, and her boyfriend is.
You pray for her to fall.
We really were. We were not being nice. But
and she was turned around, though, and she was like making that make love to the camera
face. Dog face. Yeah. It was just,
I don't understand the concept of wanting to make love to the camera.
I don't know. Then you get paid for all of your views. I wouldn't
know. Is that how you make all
the
money you make?
I saw this.
Mickey loved
I have the most non-Instagram boyfriend ever. He takes two pictures, even if someone's taking it of him, and he's like, all right, I'm done now. That's it. He will not participate.
Yeah. I saw the opposite. This poor guy, he must have taken 1,000 pictures of his girlfriend or wife or whatever to the point where he would give her back the phone. She would quickly swipe and just shake her head again and then just take it back to the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So he must have done this 3 times. Finally, he gives her the phone and just walks away.
We're all guilty of this when we had our little ATVs on Black Sand Beach. Totally. The jump. We were all like, we got to do that 5, 6
But that's
times.
Because we couldn't get the jump right. That's because not everyone jumped at the right time. Right. Whatever. It's not because we all look like crap. But
and I realized that my wife cannot jump at all.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. It's the cutest thing. She gets like, deek.
Lisa gets an inch off the ground. That's it. That's it. I mean, that's really all she's got.
Can't jump. Yeah. Can't jump.
I'll tell you who the best Instagram boyfriend is. It's Andrew. If you want someone to get the best photos of you, Andrew takes the best photos. Did you know Andrew wanted to go to school for photography?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He did?
He did.
Oh, no. Well, you know it's not too late. He's starting a new career.
Come over here.
Oh, okay. Come over here. Hi, Andrew. Here he is. Here's Andre.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Right. Morocco. Talk about your Morocco experience.
Oh, it was unreal. I think everybody should plan a trip like that at least once in their life.
I've always wanted to go.
Incredible. The desert camp was amazing, although they shut the air off between 9:30 and
7:30. Oh.
Oh.
Brutal. I have never sweat so much in my entire life.
They shut off 9:30 p.m.?
9:30 a.m. Oh. So that's like a wake-up call. Oh. You know, you got to get up and out because the air shuts off and it gets to be like 100 degrees.
That's the alarm clock. It's a hot blast of heat.
Wake up. There's a camel.
And then it turns back on at 7:30, but you don't go back into your tent until then. But we did ATVing. I rode a camel. I got to see so much that I never saw before. It was unreal.
Now, did you go into Marrakesh and do shopping and stuff?
I did. I went to the Medina. It was so much fun.
I've always wanted to go to the Medina. I've always
so
wanted to go.
So cool. So cool.
They will steal the shit out of your pockets.
Yeah. Make sure to have the zipper ones.
About traveling, though, is appreciating home. Because what couldn't you wait to do?
Bacon, egg, and cheese. I wanted a bacon, egg, and cheese so much.
Really?
I just wanted a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Is that real?
Pork they selling in Morocco.
Wait, they didn't have bacon
egg? They had on croissants.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't have croissants.
Well, they're in Morocco. Oh, my God.
They don't eat the pork.
They have I had a pork. Oh, no, that was in London. But I had, a lot of it is bread, which I'm a huge bread fan. But even by the end of this trip, I mean, I came home and I ate a bagel. But it just was different types of bread. A lot of bread. So much bread.
I thought of you, Danielle, in London. We ate the best Indian food known to man.
Did you go?
You thought of Danielle.
And you're the Indian.
Yeah. Well, because that's probably some of the best food I've ever had. Best Indian food I've ever had is there. Oh, it's
what
so
What restaurant
insane.
Did you go to?
We went to Punjab.
Oh, I
it's
went
in
to
Kensington.
Oh man, I went
Punjab.
To
Punjab. We had Waffle House.
I had a Punjab. What?
We had Waffle House.
That's right.
How many Waffle House did you hit?
Only 3 this time.
Only 3?
Yeah.
He's so obsessed with Waffle House. He loves it. And he always gets the same thing at every Waffle House.
My favorite vacation moment was not even from my own vacation. It was from Scotty B as he went down Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
With Froggy.
I was frightened.
Yeah, you look very scared.
Hilarious.
I can't
really
see it.
It's on
Elvis
Ranch.
Yeah,
I will check it out. Yeah.
And of course, you know, I just screenshotted that picture. I didn't buy it.
Oh, another thing on vacation. Of course you did, Scotty.
It was $70.
But that's the thing with Disney photos. If you want just that one photo, you have to buy your entire day's photos for $70. You cannot buy one picture at a time.
Are you serious?
Yes, you cannot.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. What are you going to say, Gandhi?
No, Scary almost gave himself a heart attack when we went out on the water one day. We had a very small, I guess they would consider it like a dinghy, totally fine on the water. He, after the first stop, we were supposed to go to 7 little islands. After the first one, he was like, I think we should go back, you guys. I think, like, I'm done. This isn't really what I expected.
I've been on those boats. That wasn't a dinghy. That was a pretty big boat you guys were on.
It wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad at all.
It was
if you know,
moving, but there were white caps. The waves were, like, going up and down and up and down.
That's what
and
they
I
do.
Going, yeah. I know, but there was like, boom, boom, boom. And I heard a creak. And I'm like, is this boat going to break in half? I was fearing for my
he
life.
He chose to sit at the very front when all of us moved to the back. And then he held on for dear life, and all I could hear was him screaming and his titties clapping the whole time. And we were like, of course he's not going to like
that's
this.
That's why he didn't like it, because his boobs were flopping in the water.
They didn't have those boats in Brooklyn. Those boats were not in Brooklyn.
Your tits clap.
But it was like, okay, guys, I think we need to talk about this. I think we should all go back. I'm like, this is the first stop. We're not going back.
Look, you know, you had a marine injury, Gandhi. Danielle got cut on a roller coaster.
Yep. Yes.
You had your titty flap. We all made it back safe and sound.
Yes. And it was
getting
awesome.
Ready for our next big vacation, I believe, is holiday vacation.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Is what, Christmas?
You mean?
Wow.
I know. Right. It's the next big one.
That's We're going to have to work a lot.
We
got to
get out of here. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.